deaf and dumb. The deaf man in the waiting room asks me how long I've been working as an interpreter. I tell him many years. Awesome, he says. We sit there chatting, waiting for the doctor to come. He tells me a little about himself. His parents and grandparents are deaf. His siblings are deaf. His two young children are fourth generation deaf, the hereditary master status of a kind of deaf nobility in the deaf world, and I am duly impressed. My turn to say, awesome. He is getting his PhD in sociolinguistics. His signing is graceful, fluid, symphonic, like water everywhere seeking its own. Chatting him up in the waiting room is a pure joy, one of the perks of my profession. But the doctor is dumb about deaf people. In the little examining room, he doesn't address the deaf man directly, but tells me to tell him this and ask him that. The deaf man notices, tells the doctor to tell him himself in the second person. But the doctor doesn't know what the second person is. He examines the deaf man, but he doesn't see him. He doesn't look in his eyes. He says to say, ah, but the deaf man refuses to vocalize, mouth wide open, fists forming at his sides, uvula hanging there like a punching bag, silent and motionless while we wait.